Track 9, and back to the news. Reporting incidents is vital, says councillor. A Newton Abbott town councillor has urged residents to report incidents to the police, saying a failure to do so could be creating a misleading picture of crime and policing needs in the town. Councillor Mike Joyce, who is also a police advocate, said one of the most common issues raised with him by residents was the visibility of police officers in Newton Abbott. People tell me they do not see officers around like they used to, he said, adding that he was regularly asked what officers were doing and whether they were spending too much time in offices completing reports. Antisocial behaviour remains a particular concern amongst residents, according to Councillor Joyce, with complaints including the use of e-scooters and e-bikes, shoplifting and drug taking. He said some residents had the impression that the police were not interested in their problems experienced locally. But Councillor Joyce believes there could be an important reason why the police figures do not always appear to match what residents are seeing or experiencing. He said police data showing reported incidents falling was based on incidents actually reported to the force rather than concerns discussed on social media. I have had incidents reported to me, and when I ask if the police have been informed, the normal answer is no, he said. People feel it's too difficult or the force won't be interested. Councillor Joyce helped establish the Councillor Advocate Scheme, which he said was intended to bridge the gap between councillors, local government and the police. Through monthly meetings, councillors received updates from the local inspector on incidents during the previous 28 days, as well as comparisons with the same period the previous year. Councillor Joyce said the information provided through the meetings was valuable, but stressed that the quality of the data depended on residents reporting incidents in the first place. He pointed to a number of options available to residents, including online reporting and the 101 telephone service. Newton Abbott Police Station is also open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday to Saturday, he said. Local officers hold surgeries at Buckland Community Centre and the Courtney Centre. Councillor Joyce also highlighted Crime Stoppers as an option for anyone wanting to provide information anonymously. He said reporting incidents was simply not about dealing with individual cases, but could help determine the level of policing resources allocated to the town. It really is down to each and every one of us to ensure that we report incidences, he said. That way, the data used to ascertain whether there are sufficient police officers will reflect the true picture.
Devon Deer Forum to bring landowners together. Landowners from across Devon are being invited to the county's first ever Devon Deer Forum, a new event aimed at sharing knowledge, practical expertise and solutions to the growing challenge of deer management. The free forum will take place at Embercombe, Higher Ashton on Monday, September the 14th, bringing together landowners, deer managers, ecologists, forestry representatives and other specialists for an afternoon focused on making deer management more effective and sustainable. Organised by the Devon Agri-Tech Alliance, DATA, and hosted by the DEFRA-funded Tain Valley Facilitation Fund, the event has been designed for landowners who want to understand more about deer management and its increasing importance, as well as those looking to improve existing management on their land. The four-hour event will feature a series of short talks, followed by a question and answer session with speakers from across the deer management and land management sectors. The forum will also provide practical demonstrations and opportunities for landowners to explore new approaches to monitoring and managing deer impacts. Drone operators, Dartmoor UAV services, will demonstrate technology that can help landowners assess deer impacts, while ecological consultants Dadorna will discuss herbivore impact assessments and scientific survey methods. A selection of Tain Valley venison-inspired food will be available during the afternoon alongside refreshments. The first Devon Deer Forum runs from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on September the 14th at Embercombe Higher Ashton, Devon, EX67QQ. Attendance is free, although registration is required by Evenbright. The workshop is part funded by the UK government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund and the Devon and Torbay Combined County Authority.
Historic mine to open its doors to the public. An historic Timbridge mine with original machinery dating back to the early 20th century is to open its doors to the public for a special open day. Kelly Mine, on the eastern flank of Dartmoor near Lustley, will welcome visitors on Sunday, September the 6th, from 10:30 till 4 p.m. Admission is free, with voluntary cash donations welcomed, and refreshments will be available. Visitors will be able to see features including a turbine and water wheels, all stamps, the mine's rail system and incline, along with other surviving machinery and workings. Kelly Mine was one of a number of mines in the area extracting micaceous iron oxide, also known as micaceous hematite or shiny ore. The flaky form of iron oxide was not used to produce iron, but was valuable for other purposes, including the manufacture of corrosion-resistant paint used to protect iron and steel structures during the Industrial Age. While the mine was relatively small, its surviving equipment makes it an important reminder of Devon's industrial past. Kelly Mine finally closed in 1951, when the company operating it, Ferrubron, was in debt to the landowner for rent and royalties. Rather than removing the equipment, the company left the machinery on site. More than 30 years later, in 1984, the landowner agreed to lease the site to a group of mining enthusiasts, helping to preserve the mine and its machinery for future generations. The Open Day offers members of the public a rare opportunity to explore this remarkable piece of Devon's mining history. Kelly Mine is located on the A382 Bovey Tracy to Moreton Hampstead Road, approximately 2.5 miles north of Bovey Tracy Fire Station. Free parking is available by turning towards Lustley from the A382, with the parking area around 300 yards on the left.
Residents encouraged to check for upgrades. Superfast Brombag connection is now available to thousands in Newton Abbot and King's Dayton, yet many people have yet to benefit from a major broadband upgrade. Full fibre broadband is now available to 19,000 homes and businesses across the area thanks to a major investment of around £5.7 million, but many people could still be using slower, less reliable connections. And with more than 85% of properties in the area now able to upgrade their broadband service, Openreach is encouraging residents to check what's available and see if they can benefit from faster and more reliable broadband. Full fibre delivers a smoother online experience, faster downloads, more stable connections and better performance when multiple devices are running across at once. And the Openreach network has a wide choice of service providers to choose from. People living in Newton Abbot and King's Dayton can check if they can upgrade by visiting Openreach's full fibre checker at openreach.com/fibrechecker. Martin Williams, Partnership for Wales and South West, said, "Most of Newton Abbot and King's Dayton is now covered, but many residents and businesses haven't made the switch. It's not automatic. You need to place an order with your chosen broadband provider. The difference in speed and reliability can be significant, especially for busy households or people working from home. We want to make sure everyone knows what's available and how to get it." Openreach is committed to building the best full fibre network and doing it sustainably. Through our Let's Reach Zero strategy, we're working to reduce carbon emissions, use fewer resources, cut waste and protect nature whenever we operate. Full fibre brings a faster and more reliable connection that keeps up with modern digital life, whether it's streaming or gaming, video calling, managing finances or running a business. Openreach's full fibre network now reaches 23 million homes and businesses across the UK, and the company intends to expand this to 25 million by the end of 2026, with the potential to reach 30 million by 2030 with the right investment conditions.